Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. A show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We study his people. We also keep a pulse on different nations. Why, you may ask? Most importantly, your creator. He is or should be the most important thing in your lives. Secondly, as far as our people are concerned, to find out what mistakes we made to get us in the situation that we find ourselves in university and reverse action. And there are solutions. And strangers, people of different nations, to find out in some cases, the Most High says, there's nothing done under the sun that has never been done before. As far as our enemies are concerned, time and technology in the year is the only thing that has changed. But as far as their innate nature, it is still the same. Now, there may very well be some people among them that have a Yah-like spirit in them, and they try to do good by folks, but on the whole, it's quite a different story. Contemporarily speaking, Donald Trump should be a case in point, and his followers, his sycophants. It's true. Universal white race supremacy is live and kicking. As a matter of fact, it's just a modernized version of universal white race supremacy, Jim Crowism, and these United States of America, and hence worldwide, truth be told. So don't be expected, don't be surprised, the likes of Donald Trump and someone else for that matter. My brother, fellow student teacher, Cartrell of New York City, he knows this. And the most important reason why he studied with us, and he's a teacher with us, is because he loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, as you should do, likewise. And his brothers and sisters, as himself. We have been reduced to such a monstrosity. We don't know how to treat one another. We treat each other tacky, trashy, and a terroristic. Sometimes all three together, given the circumstances. So when you see our brothers killing one another, killing grandma off the porch, shooting babies, putting them in garbage cans, prostituting their women, selling drugs to their community, don't be surprised. I mean, our ancient wasn't that much better. That's why we find ourselves in the status that we find ourselves in. And do I love our brothers and sisters? Certainly I do. But I love them enough to not tell them a lie. And when I talk about Yah, when I talk about what they should be doing, that's not a lie. I can't sugarcoat it. Correction is correction. Sometimes for some people, as Cartrell alluded to, you want the truth, so like the few good men. You can't handle the truth. Some of our brothers and sisters can't handle the truth. What they reduce themselves to, name calling, talking about the Real Talk for Real People show, talking about Cartrell, talking about Yumsu, I'm not surprised in the least bit. And I ain't mad at you. But this being said, we're going to do what the Most High tell us to do. And it's simple as that. But before I bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Brother Cartrell, I want to give praise and thanks given to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I want to bless his holy name. I want to thank him for everything I am, everything I hope to be. I want to thank him for the prospect of having my soul restored for his name's sake. I want to thank him for the restoration of my health. I want to thank him for all the good things he provides for me on the earth, the food I eat, the water I drink, and so on and so forth. I want to thank him for Brother Cartrell. I want to thank him for Sister Abia. I want to thank him for Sister Nisanya, which is my wife. I want to thank him for all the Hebrew brothers and sisters in the world throughout this universe. And I hope they take heed to his counsel in words by virtue of the Real Talk for Real People show. I want to thank the Most High for this platform that we spread his word, not our own personal. We give commentaries, but we don't spread our commentaries. But his word is magnificent and powerful word. Praise and bless the Most High. And may he bless you also for your studies. Your studies right along with us to find out what thus said Yah. And now let me bring my friend and brother on from New York City. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yom Sufari, shalom. All family out there, shalom. How y'all doing?
Shalom, brother. Sister Nisanya and I, we're doing rather well. We hope you and your family is doing also, likewise.
I'm glad to hear that, and I give thanks to y'all for that, that everybody's doing well, that we're able to come back on the show. And it's always good to give thanks to the Most High and really just sing praises unto his name.
Hallelujah.
I thank him for life, health, and strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, all things and everything, things I take for granted. Just the gift of life and the gift of being an Israelite, understanding what the dilemma is, what the plan is, what the future is. To have that understanding is golden. And I thank him for all of that. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Praise. Any commentaries or comments, Cartrell, before we get started?
Well, you mentioned universal white race supremacy alive and kicking. We better worry about them bombing and shooting because that's what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
They're going to be storming and shooting.
Exactly.
Trying to take back their country.
Exactly.
But I hope we prepare. And I pray that we're spiritually girded up. Because it's going to be a spiritual war that's going on here.
Truth be told, Brother Contrail. You know, my wife and I was speaking earlier today. And she didn't pose the question. She was talking about in reference and if I can paraphrase her, that, you know, about people. I said, baby, people ain't stupid. Now they very well can be stupid, but they wicked too. And wicked folks stick together. I don't care who they are. Wicked folk stick together. We need to start sticking together, Contrail. Truth be told.
And that's so true. Another thing is that the Most High warned us about learning the ways of other people. And
right.
We see from tonight's story that when you're in that environment and you don't correct it, you succumb to it. So
exactly.
These lessons are so important for us to learn, you know, to see our own character. But sometimes people don't even know what's happening to them until the consequences hit them.
Yeah, you have to correct that. You know, people doing something wrong around you, you have to say, you know, I can't get it out like that. I'm not into that thing, man. Why? Because I'm a Hebrew Israelite. We believe in this, and that, and the other according to Yah. But if you don't sin and you keep a closed mouth, they're going to draw you in. It's just like contrary to that analogy I use. You might not get your hair cut, but you're in the barbershop all the time. Sooner or later, you don't get your hair cut. See what I'm saying, Contrail?
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or
later,
you don't get your hair cut. It's true.
I was talking to my wife today.
Right.
And she has a friend whose son was incarcerated.
Okay.
And it was this other guy who was incarcerated who hit on his mother when she came to visit him.
Oh, man, that's a no-no, brother.
He told his mother, ignore the guy, don't deal with him. Do you know that when a guy got out of jail, his mother married him?
What?
Not only did she marry him, but her other son who was home with her, somehow or another, he convinced her son to get a gun.
Oh,
he called the police to tell the police that her son got a gun. Now her son is in jail. Her other son is in jail. They came
Come
to
on.
His job. Look at that. Yeah. You talking
Come
about
on,
a hot mess. You talking
yeah,
about
a
hot mess.
A hot mess, bro. I mean, what she think he was going to teach her children? Was he going to teach them some y'all? No. He going to teach them just what he taught him. Go get strapped.
And he beating her. And the family is enraged.
I'm going to tell you this, Contrail. I'm not knocking because a person's been locked up. I've been there, done that. But what and people, the key word I use, I used to do a lot of things. I used to do this. I used to do that. But I don't do that. So I'm not knocking a man for being locked up. I'm knocking a man or woman. How you coming out? What's changed? Because a leopard don't change his spots. There's got to be something to compel one to change from the inside, not on the outside. Okay? And if y'all ain't compel you to change, you still the same. You still the leopard on the outside. Praise y'all, Brother Cartier.
Praise y'all. she should have listened to the counsel of her son. And who would know better than a son who's in there with him?
Exactly.
He tried to warn him. But she didn't heed his counsel. And just like Shimshon, the eyes will deceive you. You fall in love with people you shouldn't fall in love with.
Exactly. Because you're not focused on, you're not fearing things to Yah. And that's the problem we have, Kachwa. We don't fear the things to Yah. And thus the end result is what it is. It's true.
And filtering things through Yah means being codified. And the
exactly.
fact that we're reading the songs of Solomon, we see the codes. He ain't
exactly.
just jumping in bed with this fine young lady, although he could have because he's a king. He's
right.
courting her. He's sending poetic messages to her. And he's getting ready to marry her.
proper.
Yeah.
There's a codification for every process, Kadriel, in this universe. Yep. Everything is coded. This earth is coded. The heavens are coded. The moon is coded. The sun is coded. Everything is coded. Man is coded. But he chooses to ignore the code and follow his own ways. It's true.
And we always get in trouble when we do that, don't we?
Don't we, Brother Kadriel? Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Kadriel, we about to study a Levite and his concubine among our nation, the Benyamins. And when you get into it, and as you studied with us previously, when you start in these studies, it reminds you of a place. It reminds you of what they were doing. Our Benyamin brother had got Freaky Friday. I think they had a gay flag going around now. Okay? Our Benyamin brother, see, everybody can get off. You can get off tomorrow if you don't stay on y'all. You'll be marching in gay parades and everything if you don't keep your mind codified with y'all. Apparently, our Benjamins got off the mark, and they were doing some Sodom and Gomorrah stuff.
Well, let's see how it wasn't just the Benjamites, because the Levite was off too, and so was the Danite.
Yeah, he was off too. Everybody was off the mark.
None of them counseled or cried out to y'all for counsel. None of them counseled any of the prophets or the judges. They just took it upon themselves to do what they wanted to do.
Exactly. And that's in the lies our dilemma, Kadriel. We want to do what we want to do. Uncodified. And it costs us.
Even back then, as a nation.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's costing us now, Kadriel. Fellow students, turn to Shifting. Chapter 19. Shefer Shiftim. Oh, no, I'm not. No. What I'm saying, the book of Judges 19. Now, the book of Judges, that's what y'all call it. But that's not the original name for this book. It's not the origin of this book. The origin of this book is Shefer Shiftim. And it means the judges, but not in the judge in the contemporary sense, as you know it, where you go to court in the criminal court. So they do tell you what's right, and they do what's right. But as far as that, there's a big gap between the contemporary judges of the day in modern society than these judges and Israel, because these judges were trying to keep Israel on a straight and narrow. So let's start. Chapter 19. It came to pass in those days, there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite stand in a remote mountains of Ephraim. He took for himself a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. But his concubine played the harlot against him and went away from him to her father's house at Bethlehem. He should let her go then. In Yehuda, and was there 4 whole months. Then her husband arose and went after her, should have let her go, to speak kindly to her and bring her back, having his servant and a couple of donkeys with him. So she brought him into her father's house. When the father of the young woman saw him, he was glad to meet him. Now his father-in-law, the young woman's father, detained him. He stayed with him 3 days. So they ate and drank and lodged there. Then it came to pass on the fourth day that they arose early in the morning, and he stood to depart. But the young woman's father said to him, his son-in-law, refresh your heart with a morsel of bread, and after he didn't want him to go. Go your way. Probably the daughter told him something. So they sat down, and the two of them ate and drank together. Then the young woman's father said to the man, please be content to stay all night. Let your heart be merry. When the man stood to depart, the father-in-law urged him. So he lodged there again. Then arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart. But the young woman's father said, please refresh your heart. So they laid until afternoon. Both of them ate. When the man stood to depart, the Levite, he and his concubine, his servants, his father-in-law, the young woman's father, said to him, look, the day is now drawing toward evening. Please spend the night. See, the day is coming to an end. Lodge here, that your heart may be merry. Tomorrow go your way early, so that you may get home. He detained him so long, and you will see how that worked out for him. However, the man was not willing to spend the night, so he arose and departed in the afternoon and came opposite Jebus, which is Jerusalem. With him were the two saddled donkeys. His concubine was also with him. They were near Jebus. The day was far spent. He had waited so long. And the servant said to his master, come, please, let us turn aside into this city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. But his master said to him, we will not turn aside here in the city of foreigners, strangers, who are not of the children of Israel. That was a good point. We'll go on to Gelbat. But he said to his servant, come, let us draw near to one of these places and spend the night at Geba or Ramah. And they passed by, went their way, and the sun went down on them near Geba, which belonged to Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin. They turned aside there to go into lodge in Geba. He went in, he sat down in the open square. Everybody had an open square, you know, draw water and whatnot, chit-chat and talk. But no one would take them into his house to spend the night. That was quite odd for the Israeli brothers of the tribe of Benjamin. That was quite odd. Just then, an old man came in from his work in the field at evening, who was also from the mountains of Ephraim. And he was staying in Geba. He was an old man. They didn't want him. Whereas the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he raised his eyes, he saw the traveler in the open square of the city. And the old man said, where you going? Where do you come from? So he said to him, we are passing from Bethlehem in Yehuda to the remote mountains of Ephraim. I am from there. So they were from the same tribe, I suspect. He went to Bethlehem in Yehuda. Go ahead, Contrail.
The man he's speaking to is an old Ephraimite, and he's a Levite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just come from the same town.
Yeah, you're right. But he was standing in Ephraim. He's a Levite. Kadriel is so right. I'm moving a little bit too fast. I need to put on the brakes. Now I'm going to the house. Thank you, Brother Kadriel. Of Yah. Mm-hmm. But there is no one who would take me into his house. Although we have both straw and fodder for our donkeys and bread and wine for myself and for your female servant, for the young man who is with your servant, there's no lie. We don't really want nothing. We want some place to lay down, a spot. The old man said, peace be with you. However, that all your needs be my responsibility. I'm going to take care of everything, food, the fodder, the straw, the bed you lay here. I'm going to take care of everything. Only do not, because he knew them. He knew our Benjamite brothers at that time. Only do not spend the night in the open square. Because he knew it was going to get rough out there. So he brought him into his house and gave water to the donkeys, washed their feet, and ate and drank. Now here's Gilbert's criminal activities coming to fruition. As they were enjoying themselves, suddenly certain men of the city, perverted men, homosexuals, sodomites, surrounded the house and beat on the door. They spoke to the master of the house, the old man. Said, bring out the man who came to your house. Don't know nothing about this man, that we may know him cartly. Cartly, we may do some Freaky Friday with him. But the man, the master house, went out to them. Because they had a code back then. If I take you in, you are my responsibility. And he executed that. He executed the code. But no, they didn't. Here's what they said. Know my brethren. Now, excuse me. Here's what he continues to say. Know my brethren, I beg you, do not act so wickedly, seeing this man has come into my house. Do not commit this outrage. Look here. Here's my virgin daughter and the man's concubine. Let me bring them out now. Humble them. Do with them as you please. But to this man, do not do such a vile thing, this homosexuality. But the men would not heed him. So the man took his concubine and brought her out to them, the man himself. And they knew her. They knew her to such an extent, and they abused her all night until the morning. When the day began to break, they let her go. They raped that woman all day, night long. Then the woman came as the door was dawning, as the day was dawning, and she was tore up from the floor, as we said, and fell down at the door of the man's house where her master was till it was light. When the master rose in the morning, opened the door of the house and went out to go his way, there was his concubine. Ain't no man supposed to do that to his wife, send his wife out to these perverts. But he did. He was dead to the wrong. Even though, although she was a concubine, she was still his responsibility. Because he should have been calling out to Yah. The old man should have been calling out to Yah. They tried to do this on their own. Therein lies their dilemma, as we try to do things on our own today. And she was falling at the door. She was dead with her hands on the threshold. And he said to her, no love, no songs of Solomon. Get up. Let us be going. All harsh and can on. But there was no answer. So the man lifted her onto the donkey, and the man got up and went to his place. When he entered the house, he felt in some sort of way. But he ain't showed the woman no kind of love, no kind of interest. Get up, heifer. We got to go. But that's your concubine. That's just like a wife. He took a knife. Here he go again, doing what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he want it. Here's how he did. He laid hold of his concubine, divided her into 12 pieces, limb by limb, shut her throughout the territory of Israel to each tribe. So it was that all who saw it said, no such deed has been done or seen from the day that the children of Israel came from the land of Mizraim to this day. Consider it, confer, and speak up. He was right in every regard. Why did he cry to Yah? Why your behavior wasn't like Song of Solomon to this woman? So two wrong don't make no right. And I don't justify what the Benyamins did, but what was your love? What was your compassion? Where was your consideration? What was your call to Yah during the midst of this chaos and confusion? What was the old man cry out to Yah? See, we try to do too much on our own. And therein lies our dilemma. Therein lies our dilemma. Cottrell, praise Yah and bless his holy name, my brother. You have the mic.
All praises. It just shows the level we can fall to as human beings, as Israelites. It don't matter.
Right.
And in fact, I think the brother was upset that she cheated on him.
He was that's the problem. He should have left alone then, Katrina.
Yeah.
Should have left alone.
Especially when her father tried to detain him when he had a plan.
Yeah.
Messed up
right.
His plan.
Right.
It just didn't turn out right for the brother because he wasn't right. He carrying idols, and I don't know if the same Levite could call himself a priest, but our people had slipped into the practices of the nations that they were around. Because that's what they were doing in Sodom and Gomorrah. Same scenario. The men of the city surround the house and bang on the door. This time the angels wasn't there to protect them. Because everybody's out of sorts. Everybody.
Exactly.
And the Most High going to let them all get it. All y'all going to get it. Everybody. Sound like my mother.
Exactly.
Everybody get it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
My mother used to give us assignments to do, and somebody
right.
Failed in their assignment. Yo, everybody's getting it. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody going to get it. Praise y'all. Can't get away
from
that.
We're supposed to hold each other accountable for the things that we do. And obviously,
exactly.
They weren't holding each other accountable. They were just wilding.
Yeah. And the perversion of it all, on top of that, Katya, the perversion of our Benjamite brothers. But we showed them love. We showed them love. But they had to pay the price, Katya. A lot of people won't be shown just but you got to be responsible for your own actions. And in spite of that, they had their hand out for our brothers. That's the beauty of it all. But not like that. But not like that. Praise Yah, gotcha.
Praise Yah. I know you're getting a little ahead in the story.
Yeah, I did. I'm getting a little excited.
Yeah. We are supposed to stand for each other, but not when we're wrong. Stand for your brother when he's right.
Exactly.
And let him know that what he's doing is wrong.
Exactly.
Can't stand with him when he's wrong. And that's what the whole tribe did.
Yeah. Well, Brother Cottrell.
Also, we learn from these lessons how to conduct ourselves in Yah's creation today. Because we got the same spirits, the same emotions, the same spirituality. And we can do better.
We have to do better, Brother Cottrell. We have to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brother Cottrell.
This kind of stuff still goes on today.
Exactly.
This is ancient time. This kind of stuff still goes on today.
Exactly. Truth be told, my brother. Truth be told. But Brother Cottrell, fellow students, Brother Cottrell is about to lead us into the final segment of the lesson for the nights, a new lesson, a new book, The Song of Solomon, chapter 5. May the Most High bless you. We're all ears, Brother Cottrell.
That's fine. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, God Abraham, Yitzchak, for Yisrael, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And even for our great king, King Solomon, who wrote these love songs to the one he loved. And we should get back to that, because that's like sweet music, you know. There's nothing wrong with good music, especially love songs.
Exactly.
And not too many love songs out there today, unfortunately.
Exactly.
But we don't want to become hardened like the people in the time of, that we just read about with Benjamin and Levite and the old Ephraimite. We don't want that type of spirit. We want to show true love for our sisters and vice versa.
Right.
We're in a land where they set us off against each other, don't they?
Exactly. Exactly.
But here we go. Ancient love. King Solomon says, I came to my garden, my sister, my bride. I gathered my myrrh and with my spice. I ate my honeycomb with my honey. I drank my wine with my milk. The man's living it up. I don't know what a honeycomb tastes like. You ever taste a honeycomb? I tasted a honeycomb.
No.
Before, but I've never tasted a honeycomb.
I've chewed a comb. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I've chewed a honeycomb. Yeah.
And in it? Residues of honey, must be. The others say, eat, friends, drink, and be drunk with love. The bride searches for her beloved. She says, I slept, but my heart was awake. A sound, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. That's what she hears him saying. For my head is wet with dew, my locks, with the drops of the night. I have put off my garment, and how could I put it on? I have bathed my feet, how could I soil them? My beloved put his hand to the latch, and my heart was thrilled within me. I rose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh. My fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, and my beloved had turned and gone. Where'd he go? My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him but found him not. I called him, but he gave no answer. The watchmen found me. As they went about in the city, they beat me and bruised me. They took away my veil. Those watchmen on the walls, I adore you. I adore you, O daughters of Jerusalem. If you find my beloved, that you will tell him. I am sick with love. The others say, what is your beloved more than another beloved, O most beautiful among women?
What is your beloved more than another beloved that you thus adjure us? She says, my beloved is radiant and ruddy, distinguished among 10,000. His head is the finest gold. His locks are wavy, black as a raven. His eyes are like doves beside streams of water, bathed in milk, sitting beside a full pool. His cheeks are like beds of spices, mounds of sweet-smelling herbs. His lips are lilies dripping with liquid myrrh. His arms are rods of gold set with jewels. His body is polished ivory, bedecked with sapphires. His legs are alabaster columns set on bases of gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, and he is altogether desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. I think the key verse is that she says he's her friend. She must have been dreaming, and she woke up, he wasn't there. But you can't imagine what she was feeling, what she was feeling, because she's describing stuff that we can't even envision ourselves, right?
Cartrell, it shows us a code in relationships. Not only must you be men and women, you must be friends. See, friends don't do things to friends, because friends would think things through. If it's just based upon a male and female relationship per se, not inundated with friendship. Well, you can't get the full experience. But when you throw friend into the equation, it cements and bonds the relationship much more further. It should be. Praise God.
And that is the key element. If you're going to commit to somebody that you love, there has to be the element of friendship.
Exactly.
And if that ain't there, something's missing.
Exactly. Something is missing in the equation.
Oh, yeah.
You got to introduce friendship into relationships.
And there's a difference between friends and acquaintance.
Exactly.
You might have a lot of acquaintance, but who are your true friends? When you
true
have
friends.
A true friend is more precious than gold.
Exactly.
And that's what you want
a true friend,
to be.
A true friend commit their life to you, give their life for you.
Yes. That's why you want to have
right.
that type of relationship with
exactly.
your significant other.
Exactly.
Yep.
If you're not willing to be that, well, you need to leave that kind of stuff alone. Don't even get into it. Just don't
how
get into it.
How can we be loving when we're not friends?
Exactly. That's what the problem with a lot of people, Cartrell. They introduce sex into the equation. They don't introduce intimacy. And they certainly don't introduce friendship into their relationships. That's why their relationship turned out to be a hot mess. Just in the case of the Levite. He went and got the woman for the wrong reason. Not because she missed him. Not because he forgave her. If I can't be with you, ain't nobody else going to have you. And his actions showed that. He went and got the woman for the wrong reason. And it's just that. Because ain't no friend going to let a friend get done like that. No concern
yeah,
whatsoever.
He sure put it out there.
Didn't he, bro? No concern whatsoever. A
just
real
to save
friend
his
ain't gonna
own
do that.
Just to save himself,
exactly.
He put it out there. And a real man wouldn't do that.
No. Certainly not a real
took
friend.
Them breeze on and said, yeah, y'all got to kill me.
Yeah. And that's that on it. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Thank you, Mosiah, and bless your holy name for leading Cartrell and I in the right direction and for showing us the way through your words. And they are pathways. And we hope the fellow students feel the very same way, y'all. That your words are their pathways. We'd like to thank everyone for attending the studies tonight. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Mean if you apply it. It works if you work it. You have to work it. You can't just read it. You have to meditate on it. You have to apply it in your day-to-day existence. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cogsrill, any closing remarks or comments?
I just thought tonight's lesson was raw. Tonight's lesson was real. And we got to face the truth about human nature. And these things transpire. They probably will transpire more and more the more that they pump that LGBTQ agenda. And we can see that it's a violent lifestyle. And
it is.
For example, Sodom and Gomorrah and the Benjamites. Whoa. Too bad it was the Benjamites, but y'all let us know. You know, I'm going to show you the good and the bad. You know, I'm not going to hide anything. So we claim we're Israelites, but we got some negative stuff that our forefathers did that we have to acknowledge and correct with our actions and teaching of our next generation or teaching our people and our children. That's why these studies are so important. Because it's easy to fall into these dilemmas. Praise God.
Exactly. Praise God. Well, Cartrell and I, we love you. Keep coming back. Most importantly, the Most High loves you too. And sees each one of you as something special. Be that way. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and have a blessed week. Good night.
The face.